Hi, this is Jim Orcutt with your Ely, Minnesota, March 18th fishing report. Fishing up here has been okay. I can't say it's been fast and furious. The lake trout fishing has been all right. I know some people that have been on dog sled trips, and they've done fairly well, mostly just on tip-ups or dead sticks with Cisco's floating down, usually about 20 to 40 feet down over 40 to 80 feet of water has been the best bet. Those fish suspend and chase Cisco's and smelt around, and that's what they're looking for. We're also getting a few on tube jigs. White tube jig seems to be the best. There again, it looks like a smelt or a Cisco, so that's the kind of keen in on those. Move around a lot. Look for sharp drop-offs against like rock faces or whatever. The trout seem to chase the bait fish up against those ledges and corral them there. But that seems to be about the best for the lake trout. Hand fishing has been a little slow still, waiting for the snow to melt off the lake so we can get to more light penetration, get that whole circuit cycle going with the algae blooming and the minnows chasing, eating that. So we are getting a few crappies and bluegills. The crappies have been in about 30 feet of water and some mud basins out in front of bays. I guess you could probably call them spawning bays. But a plain hook and a small crappie minnow has been working good. I also use a little nipper that has a little hair on it that adds a little more action on it. I use that with a crappie minnow or also with a wax worm. Slit jigs work really good too. It seems like they've been liking that vertical presentation, not horizontal, so it seems like that's been working well. There again, I tip those with a one or two wax worms. Also, one of the keys when you fish in these deeper waters is to put a slit shot or two, maybe 12 to 18 inches above your bait to get it down there quickly. These fish aren't staying in one spot long. Drill a lot of holes and keep moving from hole to hole to find them, but if you get a couple fish down in that hole, you want to get your bait down there quickly, so a little split shot above your bait works out well for that. I'm just expecting the fishing to get better and better as we get some melting snow, but today we're supposed to get 7 inches of snow, so I'm not sure how quickly it's going to melt. But we got plenty of ice, no slush in the area, so that's good for traveling on snowmobiles or walking. So that's been an added plus. It's one of the best years I've seen for ice conditions. But that's the report right now. Like I said, the fishing should be getting better and better as we progress here into end of March and beginning of April. So I will talk to you again. Once again, this is Jim at in Ely, Minnesota, so you can get a hold of me at jim@jimthefishguy.com or through the Grand Ely Lodge in Ely, Minnesota. Everyone have fun out there and be safe, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you much. Bye.